Welcome to the Stewards of Stoke podcast, an adventure podcast that gets you stoked for the outdoors through stories, interviews with athletes, and industry professionals. Sit back, grab a hazy, and join Matt and Braven for this episode of Stewards of Stoke.
What is up, guys? Matt here with the Stewards of Stoke podcast. Today, we are doing our first episode of a little gear review that we're going to call Trail Tested Tuesday. So they will come out on pretty much like every other Tuesday, and we're going to do it on different gear that we think is definitely worth talking about. So today I'm solo. Braven is not here, but also doesn't have these shoes. So obviously it'd be a little hard for him to speak to a review. So what we're going to talk about today, though, is the new 510 Freerider Pro BOA shoe. Definition of the online, or description, sorry, of online. The 510 Freerider Pro BOA is an advanced mountain bike shoe that combines the renowned grip of 510's Stealth S1 rubber outsole with the precision of BOA fit system. The integration allows riders to achieve personalized, micro-adjustable fit, enhancing comfort and control on the trail. So we kind of hit some of the key features on there. So to speak to that, obviously, people know what the BOA system is, which it gives you, you can literally like tighten or loosen your shoe to pretty much, I don't know what the measurement would be, but get it exactly to the comfort that you want, the tightness that you want. And just overall, like if you're somebody who like you can tie your shoes, obviously, and then you can't get it exactly as tight as you want it, or it starts to loosen up during your ride. Like I've been ripping on these since Sedona. I got them at Sedona Mountain Bike Fest. That was like my number one thing that I was going to try to find while I was there. And I did my research and I kind of narrowed it down between, I think it's the Shimano shoe. I don't remember exactly what it was called, and the 510. And I've always known 510 to have a really good reputation. So I ended up actually meeting one of their reps in the parking lot and chatting with them. And it ended up being the shoe that I went with and ripped in Sedona for a couple of days. And actually I got the white ones, so they're stained with some good old Arizona red dirt from, you know, when it snowed 6 freaking inches while we were there. But yeah, so obviously BOA fit system, the Stealth S1 rubber outsole. They're probably, I've ridden like all the big brands of mountain bike shoes, and definitely these are like, for being just a flat pedal shoe, are the stickiest. Like they even seem to be, obviously they're not as sticky as a clipless, but honestly, like climbing and everything, I feel like I almost climb better with this, just pointing my toes towards the ground a little bit and just being able to get after it. So stickiness and grip would definitely be one of the top reasons that like I would get the shoe. The impact resistant toe box is one thing that I really noticed. Some of the trails I ride here in Colorado, they have just like the grinded up trees and shit, and obviously some good tires will kick up some of that stuff. And one of the spots that obviously would always get hit would be your toes and your frame and whatnot. So I definitely appreciate that as being one of the key features on here. The midsole, they're super stiff, but not in, I guess, a way that's like a bad way, like that you would think as a stiff shoe. Like obviously you're going to want stiff shoes for riding because you're going to want that, the traction and them to not be your foot moving around on your pedal and whatnot, but it's like a good stiff. We actually hiked Devil's Bridge while we were in Sedona, and they held up great. They were super comfortable. I never, like, my feet didn't hurt or anything like that. It was obviously super wet because we were doing it in the snow, but I actually had pretty good grip. So, and then, like, overall, my foot has yet to hurt, even after doing 10 plus miles on a single ride. My feet are still good to go as like me wearing any other shoe that I'm just walking around in, or no pain at all, but super legit. And then the last feature that they highlight would be the OrthoLite sock liner. They're super comfortable, kind of like I was talking about in the midsole. Super comfortable. Your foot doesn't get fatigued like it does in some of the other shoes that I've ridden in the past and whatnot. But they come in black and white, of course. I like some of the non-typical colors, so I went with the white. Stained them pretty good in Sedona. And by staining that, I just mean like the more cloth material, not the actual like outside of the shoe. The outside of the shoe is pretty cool. You can actually just wipe it off. Like once you get back to your car or when you get back to your, wherever you're keeping them, I keep my shoes in my car so that I'm good to go whenever. The price is $170, roughly, approximately, obviously, if you can find deals on different websites, etc. And to me, they are worth every single penny. I would definitely spend at least that. I'd probably actually spend a little more if I needed to. Overall, like one of the stickiest, most comfortable shoes that I've ever worn. Honestly wish they would make a pair that I could just wear on the regular. But obviously the mountain biking flat isn't something that you want to be wearing in the grocery store and whatnot. So, definitely we'll keep them for just solely a riding shoe. I think, obviously you guys can do your research and whatnot. But I think just like listening to this review, or, if you're swaying towards something else, I would definitely give these 5.10s a shot. This isn't a paid endorsement or anything like that. I purchased my shoes. I got a little bit of a discount just because obviously when you go to a festival or something like that, that's usually when you're going to get them. You're going to get the discount. You're not going to necessarily pay full price, but I definitely would in a heartbeat if I needed to. So no endorsement. I didn't get them for free, anything like that. But I would highly, highly recommend them. If you are looking for a new riding shoe. This is our first Trail Tested Tuesday episode. Hope you liked it. Make sure that you subscribe on any major platform. Leave a review. Shoot us a message, either social media, or you can email us questions, comments, stories. We'd love to chat with you. Our email is info@stewardsofstokemedia.com, and you can find us on social media at Stewards of Stoke. I think it's just Stewards of Stoke. Yeah, just Stewards of Stoke. We'll talk to you later. Thanks for tuning in, and shout out to 5.10 for coming out with some badass shoes. Peace.